KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Morning, it's caravan time. Time for the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. And the next hour, the mix of music will include Citizen Cope. He's got an upcoming album entitled One Lovely Day. We'll hear a track from that, as well as something from an upcoming release. We're still waiting for it. Brother Deej's new album, How to Kill a Horse. And in between those two tracks, we'll be listening to the one-hit wonder from 1969, the group Thunderclap Newman, though Thunderclap was actually the pianist for this this group that included John Speedy King on vocals and drums, Jimmy McCullough, guitarist. He was also a member of Stone the Crows later and in Paul McCartney and Wings. And included in the band was the bassist Bijou Drains, the alias for one Pete Townsend. We'll hear their big one-hit wonder, one-hit tune that still played so much today. But let's start off with some Pete. Let's go to his first solo release from 1971, Who Came First? Forever's No Time at All. Brother Deej, Weya, from an upcoming album. Before that, Thunderclap Newman with their one hit from 1969, Something in the Air, and Citizen Cope with Something to Believe In. That's a track from his upcoming release, One Lovely Day. And it all began a few minutes ago with Pete Townsend, Forever's No Time at All. In the grand scheme of things, I guess it's not. Who Came First? The first solo album, 1971, by Pete, here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Time to look at the weather. Mostly sunny today with a high of around 91 degrees. West wind at 5. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms coming in late this afternoon, early this evening. Actually, only about a 10% chance. Southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Same thing tomorrow, about a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Currently, it is, there are a few clouds out there. It's 88 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. A couple of things coming up at Cité des Arts, downtown Lafayette. This Thursday, August 16th, Cité presents Deke Rivers with A Touch of Elvis. A program honoring the king of rock and roll this Thursday. Deke Rivers, I don't know if I'm mistaken or not, is that one of the characters he played in one of his movies? It sounds like one of the names of the characters he might have played in Viva Las Vegas or something. But anyway, Deke Rivers will be honoring Elvis. That's this coming Thursday, August 16th. Show begins at 7 p.m. at Cité des Arts. For ticket information, you can call 337-577-8769. And they'll also be bringing in next Monday, August 20th, John D. Graham, guitarist, songwriter from Austin, Texas. Lucinda Williams just worships the guy. He'll be performing along with Mike June. That will take place 7:30 p.m. on Monday, August 20th at Cité des Arts. But this coming Friday, might be Friday. Yeah, this Friday, Swamp Pop Night takes place over at Vermilionville in the Performance Center. 8 p.m., Willie T. and Cypress will be performing with special guest Warren Storm. It'll be their first Swamp Pop Night of, I'm sure, many to come. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Music starts at 8 o'clock. For more information, you can check out the website vermilionville.org. And I tell you what, if you'd like a complimentary pair of tickets to make it out to that Swamp Pop Night this Friday at Vermilionville's Performance Center, I'll give it away to caller number 4 at the studio line, 337-482-6991. That's 482-6991. Caller number 4 gets those tickets to Swamp Pop Night with Willie T and Warren Storm at Vermilionville. How about that? We're going to listen to some new music this set. A group fronted by vocalist, steel guitarist Lucas Gorham. The group called Grandfather Child has their debut album coming out on New West Records. We'll hear a track from that. But first up, from Enjoy the Company, this is new by The Wiggs. We'll be right back.
Cupboard. There's a monster. There's a monster at the end of this book. Good night, moon. Good night, star. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere. Well, there's a walkin' in my pocket and a hoardin' hitherto. A very hungry caterpillar's on the loose. Oh, yeah! Butterfly in
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon doing Jim Morrison in The Doors with the theme to Reading Rainbow. And I tell you what, it's already instilled now. Now when I hear that, I think it's Jim Morrison. I forget that it's just an imitation. Before Jimmy Fallon, Grandfather Child doing Ride That Train, the debut album from the group led by guitarist Lucas Gorham. And the Wigs began that set with Waiting, and that's from their upcoming release on New West Records, as I said, Enjoy the Company. Nice double or triple or quadruple entendre there, right? You're listening to The Caravan. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, we're heading to E-Town, and at 1 o'clock, Cheryl Castile is in live with The Exchange. And today she will be exchanging with none other than Cedric Watson. So that's coming up right here on Public Radio, KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Music up ahead by Father John Misty in just a few minutes, and we'll back that up with some classic Jethro Tull. But we're going to start off with some Sugar Pop from 2011, the group Cults, from their album, a debut album here in the States. And let's begin with local group The Carbon Poppies.
Same. Thank you.
Time Machine, taking us back to the year 1970 and Jethro Tull, the album Benefit, To Cry You a Song. And that takes me back to the old hippie days. I mean, I guess if you were into all that stuff and the day, I guess whatever city you were in was pretty much are the basis of the center of your memories. But New Orleans, just that whole New Orleans hippie vibe around 1970 was just quite something if you had never experienced it. Anyway, before that memory, Jethro Tull, we heard new music this summer by Father John Misty, his hit album Fear Fun, and a tune called Oh, I Long to Feel Your Arms Around Me. Don't forget, if you would like to ask a question, request a tune, make suggestions, whatever, you can send me an email at medicineballcaravan@gmail.com. You can also send announcements that site as well. Again, that's medicineballcaravan, one word, @gmail.com. We're going to turn black for this final set of music. We'll hear from the new one by Black Box Revelation. We'll also hit the new one by the Black Angels. Well, I'm going back a couple of years with the Black Angels. A couple of years back with the Black Keys. From the album Brothers, Howlin' for You.
Yeah. Well, I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing. Baby, I'm howling for you. All right. There's something wrong with this plot. The actors here have not got a clue. Baby, I'm howling for you.
Madison Ball Caravan. That's what's for dinner. So posts Marion Martin on Facebook. That's another fun way to get feedback while I'm doing the show. The Black Angels with Bad Vibrations from the release Phosphine Dream. Coming out of the Black Box Revelation, their new album My Perception and Skin. And from 2010, The Black Keys and Howlin' for You from their album Brothers. Time to make way for our visit to E-Town. And don't forget, stick around. Cheryl Castile's coming up at 1 o'clock with her guest, Cedric Watson, for an hour of The Exchange. Medicine Ball Caravan produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. That's the Mugwump for today. Come on back. We'll do it again tomorrow.